God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Sunday we talked about our Lord's baptism, our baptisms, and we'll talk about that again tonight because baptism is that important. The text that we'll discuss and meditate upon this evening is the epistle lesson from Romans chapter 6, verses 1 through 11. See, in the very beginning of this text, Paul asks some questions. And he demands us to contemplate, think about them, reflect on these questions. And it's personal. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? You ever wondered about this? I mean, it's a familiar verse. What he's saying here is, okay, if I sin more, I'll get more grace. You know, there's a lot of people that thought that. There's probably still a lot of people today that think that you know, if I sin more, God's going to give me more grace. Paul says, by no means. No, that's not right. He said, we have died to sin. Huh? Sin. We're not going to sin anymore? Yeah, you will. Yes, we will. Yes, I will. But the power that sin has over us, the power that sin had over us, the power that sin had to separate us from God, our Heavenly Father, no longer exists.
Couple of decades.
And now baptism has taken on an even more special meaning. You see, baptism has been around for, it was around for years before Christ even came to this earth. It's different. Our baptism is even different than what Christ experienced. However, you know, the WWJD, what would Jesus do? We still consider that. It's not something we say every day in the church. But we want to be imitators of Christ. What did he do? For Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. In the same way that Christ raised from the dead, our sins washed away, a death took place. Me personally, I was born again, I think it was January 8th, 1956. The day I was born again. The day I was baptized. I hold it personal. I hold it very special. For if we've been united with him, with Christ, in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We have died, we've gone down into the pits, and we have risen and become new people, new life in Christ Jesus. We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. It gets easier. I can personally attest to the fact that living a life of holiness, of righteousness, that has been given me by my baptism, I can personally share with you, it gets easier when you pray daily, maybe a couple times a day, maybe a lot during the day you're praying. When you help others, when you do for your neighbor what God has commanded us to do, that you love your neighbor. When you go to church, when you praise him, when you stick your nose in the Bible and read what God's Word speaks to you about, it gets better. He promises that it will. For one who has died has been set free from sin. Now, we know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. How can you die a second time? Now he's already been dead. And now he's alive. He's not going to die again. Same thing for us. Death no longer has dominion over him. Death has no longer any dominion over you and I. I can look you square in the face and tell you with no uncertainty about it. I'm jealous of those that have gone before me because they are in the presence of Christ Jesus himself. Could you just imagine and fathom in your mind what it would be like to see Jesus Christ face to face? Or go out and shovel snow somewhere. Or go back to work. For the death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. Now, if you want to be an imitator of Christ, verse 10 right there, that'll hit you square between the eyes. For once for all, Christ died for sin. But the life he lives to God. And then verse 11 says, so you must consider yourselves dead to sin gospel. Sounds like the law, but it's gospel. Sharply goes from those questions right to